From Right to Life of Michigan, this is Life Beat. I'm Jeffrey Vance, speaking with Wesley J. Smith, a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and an attorney for the International Task Force on Euthanasia and Assisted Suicide. Mr. Smith, welcome to Life Beat.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Now, we're going to take a look back here on the year 2006. What were some positive things that happened regarding bioethical issues like embryonic stem cell research, cloning, and assisted suicide in 2006?
Well, I don't think it was the best year for people who believe in the equality and sanctity of human life, but there was some good news. I think the best news, particularly for me living in California, is that we were able out here to defeat a assisted suicide legalization bill. If assisted suicide had been legalized in California, it really would have put the wind back into the sails of the euthanasia movement. And it took a lot of work, but we were able to defeat it, at least for now.
Speaking of putting wind into the sails, it was announced a while back, Dr. Kevorkian going to be released on parole. What kind of impact do you think that'll have?
I find this really appalling on several levels, particularly because the media tends to discount and sanitize what he was all about. Remember, he helped assist the suicides of about 130 people, 70% of which were not terminally ill, at least five of which weren't even sick. Moreover, his ultimate goal in assisted suicide, which never gets mentioned, wasn't compassion, wasn't doing away with the suffering of people for whom nothing else could be done. It was what he called obitiatry, that is, human vivisection. The whole reason that Jack Kevorkian, as hard as it is to believe, engaged in his almost 10-year campaign of law defiance and assisted suicide was so that he could conduct medical experiments on people he was euthanizing. It's all very clear in his book, Prescription Medicide, which came out in 1991, but I think it was so horrible, and it got in the way of the media narrative that assisted suicide is about compassion, that it never really got reported. And that's a shame, because this man is a very twisted individual.
And if folks want to read an article on that, you just published one online, correct?
The best place to access that would be to go to my website, www.wesleyjsmith.com, and go into my articles archive, and it'll be very easy to find.
Was there any more bad news in 2006 in any of these areas?
Yeah, you know, there was a really devastating loss in Missouri of Amendment 2. On a couple of levels. First, a pro-life state has created a constitutional right to conduct human cloning under Amendment 2. This is really bad because what's happened is that, in my view, the cloning embryonic stem cell issue has divided the pro-life forces in the same way that the partial birth abortion issue divided the forces who do not support a pro-life position. And you find a lot of people who say, well, I'm pro-life, but my uncle has Parkinson's disease, and so I support this research. Issues like this really challenge people to stick with their principles. And part of the problem was that the Amendment 2 forces lied through their teeth, if you will, pretending that they were outlawing human cloning when actually they were creating a constitutional right to engage in it. And they did that by just redefining the term into a non-scientifically accurate junk biology, if you will, definition so that they could say they were outlawing human cloning when they were actually legalizing it. That's going to put tremendous pressure on Michigan, which has outlawed all human cloning, which was a wonderful service to the country. And now all these states are beginning to say, well, we're going to fall behind in biotech. We've got to allow cloning. And you watch, there's going to be tremendous political pressure in Michigan next year to do away with your cloning ban. And you have to hold tough, because human cloning is the, even if you're using it for research, is to create human life for the purpose of destroying it. It is literally to treat human life like a corn crop, and somebody has to lead, and I think that the Michigan Right to Life folks and the others who are affiliated with cloning opposition need to, and I know they will, stand up tall and prevent that agenda from moving forward in Michigan.
We're going to look into the year 2007 next week with Wesley J. Smith right here on Life Beat.